Hello, family. My name is Kenneth, and I'm an addict. And first, I want to thank the God of my understanding for another day clean in this program called Narcotics Anonymous. And if you're here for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back from a relapse, welcome. This is the last house on the block. You don't never have to use again, even if you want to. The beauty about the program is that you come in here and get a whole new life, right? You trade the old one in for a new one. And the life that you'll get in Narcotics Anonymous will be beyond your wildest dreams. I'm a firm believer that to be a clean member of Narcotics Anonymous, you had to be in a state where nobody wanted you. At some point, you had to come home and your loved one had to say, "You ain't never gonna make it. I gave up on you. You know, you need to go somewhere and disappear." At the end of the road, my father had, God bless him, he didn't know how to help me. So he wrote a letter to the district attorney and said to the district attorney, "I don't understand what y'all doing. He bringing new cars, he got people running in and out of the house. He ain't got no job. Y'all can't arrest him? He's on drugs." Now, I didn't know he wrote this until I got clean. So they presented it to me, you know, the affidavit that he had filled out, because he had an affidavit filled out. And I just shared the affidavit, you know, with my girlfriend, right? I said, "I gotta show you something." You know how you gotta tell somebody that's not in the program that you in the program? Yeah. Right? So, you know, cause you be representing, but then you have to say, "I've been to jail," something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. "You been to jail." So, what I'm saying, Chad, right? I've been doing it for 25 years. I got a top secret security clearance. When I was a newcomer, you know, Rob's my sponsor. When I was a newcomer, I used to say, you know, "I'm going to have $1 million when I retire." You know, and then I had 30 days. You know, they laughed at me, right? All I'm saying is that it's not about money, property, or prestige, but you can get anything you want in this process, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm going to tell you how I did it. I did it staying clean a day at a time. I made the sacrifices, and I fucked up along the way. In order to make it this program, you got to make mistakes, and mistakes I made. So the topic is, Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. So they don't pay me for this. First of all, they don't pay me for this. Now, one of my goals and aspirations, now I was shy when I came into Narcotics Anonymous, right? Nobody believes that, okay? So I just want to put that on record. But Rob was here, he knows. You know what I'm saying? And the drugs had did all the talking for me, Steve. I didn't know that. I thought the mafia princes loved me. And they told me at the business fest that it was the drugs. I wanted to fight them. They said, "How can you love somebody? You don't even love yourself." And that was a rude awakening. But So this, you know, so we don't have any professionals. We got sponsors, right? So our sponsors, they're not professional. They're not a therapist. They're not a counselor. They're just another addict that shares their experience, strength, and hope. But I'm telling you, when you got 30 days clean, they damn near close to God. Okay? Now, huh? Because as a newcomer, if you was a newcomer like I was a newcomer, newcomers get together and they talk about who's sponsoring them. Yo, Rob is my sponsor, right? Because you're a newcomer. What else do you know? You got to say what crew you rolling with. So we roll with crews in here, and everybody's invited. The ones that don't get invited didn't ask. I used to always wonder, well, that group stays, you know, they stay together, they always go out and have coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I went and invited myself to the Denny's to go have some coffee. So I had tea. But what I'm saying is they didn't turn me down. And then I started feeling a part of, right? Most of us come here, we're broken, and when we're broken, we don't feel a part of. And through sponsorship, it gives us a chance to feel loved and cherished. And that's why sponsorship is the heartbeat of the program. But we had these service centers. Now the service centers, they sell our books for us, right? They have workers up there. You know, our service center is in Baltimore, right? So Baltimore sells all of the literature on the East Coast. They're the main distributor for the literature of Narcotics Anonymous. That's how Narcotics Anonymous raises its funds, through the literature. And at the service center, they have employees that they have to pay, right? So the service center it works for the anybody of service that doesn't get paid. Right? So they still have some accountability that they have to come back to the program. But the service center serves as a vital function to get our literature out across the world and across the East Coast. So by profession, I'm a business manager, an accountant. I have a degree in accounting, and I'm on the BOD as the treasurer, right? But even though I'm a professional in that area, when I come to the BOD, I'm a regular member, still accountable to the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And sometimes we get that confused, right? Now, recently we went out and we hired a CPA firm to take care of the books, right? Now I know I could do that myself, right? So I had to abstain from the votes because I'm still petty. I wanted to send them the bill for my firm, but you can't do that. You know what I mean? So we hired a CPA, we have lawyers, right? We have all these special, then we have special workers, right? Our special workers, we hire somebody to do sign language. We have vendors. So in Narcotics Anonymous, we have a variety of ways that the fellowship and is professional, and so that's why we remain forever non-professional, right? But we do got some intelligent, smart individuals in the program, right? And as long as we keep those two separated and only deal with our experience, strength, and hope, we don't have problems, right? We don't have professional problems, right? But if we don't set up the checks and balances, right, something terrible can happen. It has happened in the past. And we try to prevent those things from not happening in the future. So the beauty about... have you guys got the new text? We always come out with new text, right? New literature, right? We addicts. We always got to reinvent ourselves, right? So all we did was put our experience, strength, and hope in the form of another book and call it The Guiding Principles. Now, that's a slick name. The Guiding Principles. I mean, that sounds good. You know, so they just came out with this new literature, and the new literature is broken out in a very systematic approach. You know what I'm saying? So it talks about, non-professional is not the same as being unprofessional. You just can't be like rude and obnoxious. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. You know what I mean? Then it's broken out by, so you got three main areas, right? So you got, it talks about the members, right? Then it talks about the groups, and then it talks about the service body. So the way that the book is written out is laid out in a systematic way. So as we come to the program, we learn how to learn. We go back to school, we get our GED, right? For the first time in our lives, we take notes, right? And so the book is written, so as we do step work, right? Step work teaches us, when we go through the steps, the traditions, and the concepts, is where we first learn how to study, you know? And we take those habits and get our GEDs, our 2-year associates, our 4-year degrees. And since we're addicts, we go for master's degrees, PhDs, huh?
CBCs.
Right, theses, huh? Because we don't know how to stop. Once we get caught in the grip, and we get us an A, don't let us get 2 A's in a semester. You ever seen an addict with 2 A's in a semester? We something else. So that's what we do, right? We take it to the extreme, right? But those are some of the accomplishments that one has to have, because we come in here with no self-worth. That's how I came in here. I don't know how you came in here. I came in here, my credit score was below 600. You know what I'm saying? I had wrote bounce checks to Safeway, Superfresh, Giant, whoever would take my check, till I got tired and I couldn't cover the check no more with the other check. You know, I started out 2 days in advance, then it went to 3 days. Once it hit 4 days, it became too much. I was trying to do all this cover at lunchtime. Lunchtime was taking 2 hours. So they call that check fright, they call that check kiting and fraud. Check kite sounds better. Yeah, but it's fraud. So those are some of the things that I experienced. But the beauty is, we talk about the having non-professionals and the service centers. It's important. Services is important, vital to your recovery, and because we can only keep what we have by giving it away, right? Now, everybody's not going to get the service at the same time, but at some point in your recovery, you'll do service. But the main objective is to get clean and stay clean. So I've been doing it for 25 years, and a dream of mine was to retire and go around to conventions. That was the goal, right? Because you got to have goals, right? So I'm going to go from, you know, getting my Winnebago and go from convention to convention, right? And do service work. Because that's how we do it, Chad. Right? So I'm building a life worth living. And I'm going to close and say that an addict that comes to this program hopeless and out of luck, right? This is the place for us. We put each other back together, and that's the healing process. Because I can only keep what I have by giving it away, right? Because I'm an addict, I firmly believe that I'm never using it. I'm convinced of that. Because I do the work. I've done the work. But this is what I know for sure. That if I leave the program and disrespect the program and don't show the program the proper love and attention that it needs, God will take this precious gift away from me. Mm. He'll snatch it right from me.
Yes, sir.
That's why I got to come and give it back, right? Because somebody was here for me. You know, Les and Shirah, these guys were here for me. You know what I'm saying? When I was lost and turned out. You know what I mean? Because that's how it worked. Yeah, because they came into my life when I was going through a crisis. You know what I mean? I was going through a crisis, and the crisis ended. I had 15 years clean. I was playing golf like Tiger Woods. I had gotten into some domestic issues. I went to the golf course. I told a guy that I took my money in the pro shop that the police might come up here today. Didn't prevent me from going to play. It's like going to cop. You ever go to cop and the police is right outside the door? You go in the building anyway. They're not gonna look at me. I should have knew I had a problem when I was up on 145th Street after work. I had to get the rocks. Police was at the bottom of the stairs. I could see it. I could see the police at the bottom of the Garden Apartments. Huh? I went down there anyway, trying to walk by them. This is before cell phones. The pager went off. Oh, we got one. I said, you know, if you're an addict, you got an excuse for everything. I said, no, that's my wife. She's calling to see if I'm making it home, what time I'm going to be home. You know, we thought about the most thirstiest person that could be calling us. And then, you know, somehow I got away. You know, you never get away, though. You never get away. You got to surrender. You know, I finished college in 1983. I worked on Wall Street from 83 to 85. From 85 to 89, I don't know what happened. I can't account for it. I call it the dark period. Yeah, I just call it the dark period. And I look, you know how you get your social security statements? Your social security statement will tell you when the dark period was. There was no income then. You know what I mean? It was like 200 ounce, 50 ounce. I got a job at Safeway. I went to a school that I'm not even qualified to go to. They let me in. I got a learning disability that was undiagnosed because I got traits of an addict. So I conned my way through school. I get to college. And you can't get a girlfriend unless you got a 3.0. You know what I'm saying, Steve? I ain't lying, Steve. This is my story. So now I got to go to the library. I got to get a girlfriend. So I got no money. I got a depression with my studying skills. Maybe we'll have a future down the road. I'm so grateful for the path that my life took me. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't have happened for me any better way. I had to have been the coolest virgin in New York. I lost my mind when I got peace. Yeah, well, it wasn't until I got to college. You know what I mean? Now, where else in America could you share that? I mean, you cannot go on any street corner and say that you ain't never got none. You know? But everything can be a blessing and a curse. You know what I mean? And so I'm at a state right now where life is good, man. It's behind my wildest dreams, man. I got a partner that's just made for me, and I bring it down here so that she can see some of the other side of me, the dark side. You know what I mean? The dark side. I'm a stage right now where I don't have to mention drugs, right? And you'll never know, but I got to bring you so that I'm free to be me. So it's not so it's getting comfortable, right? But it's such at the early stages that sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, you know. And you know, I got two daughters. One of them's doing good. The other one's, you know, she's struggling a little bit. And it's hard. It's hard to let go. It is not easy. It's just some things are not easy. So, you know, she called me today, the transmission. And I started to tell her to call Les. I said, "Would you just call Uncle Les?" You know what I mean? You know? But, you know, she'll get through it. You know, so she's jumping up and down. She want to rent a car. You know, my problem is I got a black Kardashian. And I gave him a year in advance. They told me that once I get in the relationship, y'all in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
I warned them. I said, "Y'all gonna be in trouble. Y'all not gonna mess this up. Y'all in trouble." You know. But they good girls. The beauty is they got the foundation. They finished school. Right, so I think I know I did my job. I don't think I did my job, but it's the separation, letting them go out the nest and fly. That is not easy. I've been doing a good job, you know. I've been doing a good job, but it's still not easy. So I still carry their pain, and I'm supposed to because I'm their parent. But it's not easy, man. I want them to be I want them to have what I had, right? And I guess my father went through the same thing before I came to Narcotics Anonymous, and you guys put me together. You know, the best thing that ever happened to me is I brought my father to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting when I had a service position. I was the coffee maker at Monday Miracles. And I had about 30 days. I had moved into an Oxford house. And he was up from Virginia visiting me. I said, "Dad, guess what?" He said, "What?" I said, "Man, I'm clean. I can't go cop for you no more." You know, "I can't go get you a little nickel bag of herb." You know? He said, "Well, can't you do it just one more time?" I said, "No, I can't do it, man. I'm in the program called Narcotics Anonymous. And we don't do that. But I can hook you up with somebody that can get it for you. You can call for your own. But the party's over." And so he got a chance before he passed, he got a chance to see me get away clean. So when he got, you know, And that's you know, and he got an opportunity to see me purchase a home. He got an opportunity to see me. I brought him to my job. He got an opportunity to see me function with my coworkers. And those are proud moments. Now, Connex Anonymous brings the most beautiful moments in your life that you could ever dream of. And so, Chad, using will never be the same. Not for you, because you're in service. And that's how we stay clean. It talks about somewhere in recovering relapse that we have never seen a person that lives in Narcotics Anonymous program relapse. The program works when we live it. Doesn't mean it's going to be peachy and creamy. Success in here is staying clean. That's success. That's what makes us all equal, is the success of staying clean. Along the way, we're going to get some benefits. We just don't know when we're going to get them. But if we don't prepare for them by doing the proper work, we'll fuck it up too. So you might get a windfall of money and spend it all. My name is Kenneth. I'm an addict. Thanks for letting me share. Thank you, sir.